of July in Sitka is just a bit different from everywhere else. In Sitka, water always falls from the sky. It often rains, but the weather this year was perfectly sunny. And yet, parade goers got drenched all the same. Two fire trucks pull up on either end of the square on Lincoln Street. They get their hoses ready, and one of them places a red, white, and blue barrel in the middle of the road. Both teams line up and spray the barrel like a water tug of war, trying to move the barrel to the other team's side for the win. The water fight is even more fitting this year. The parade, themed Sitka, a community of heroes, named the Sitka High School basketball team as the Grand Marshals. In March, the team helped rescue 11 people from a burning building in Anchorage. And if it's not water falling from the sky, it's something else. That's the 9th Infantry with their black powder rifles and pistols. They shoot them off throughout the parade, but they save a few shots for the very end when in front of Harry Race Pharmacy. And if you look closely, you might notice someone peeking over the roof of the building. That's Soren White.
And as they pass by Harry Race, I'm hiding up on the roof and with a lot of rubber chickens, and I toss down a few chickens. And it's a lot of fun. Everybody collects them, and then if you collect one, you can go and get a milkshake at Harry's.
I ask him if kids think it's like magic, or if they notice him up on the roof. He's been caught a few times.
Especially today, because I kind of hit a car. But everybody worked out, and they all collected it. It was fun.
After a little strategizing, the chicken was retrieved from the top of the truck. And throwing rubber chickens isn't just some mindless activity. There's definite strategy involved.
Well, you gotta get the arc right, because you don't wanna hit anybody, and also try and get it in the road so, you know, the crowd doesn't have to deal with falling chickens, and also so the 9th Infantry doesn't get hit either. But, you know, just kind of back off and then arc it so it doesn't look like I'm actually throwing it.
You'd think these two Sitka-specific activities would be the highlight for many, but for a lot of kids, it all goes back to the most important cornerstone of any good parade.
That we get candy.
Throwing candy. That was amazing.
Well, the person who was throwing the high C's.
They were throwing what?
High C's.
And who gave out the best candy?
I'm the police.
I think that's still up for debate, though. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.